Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A deadly fire reported overnight on Long Island. The flames ripped through a vacant home on Sycamore Avenue in Hempstead that was supposed to be empty, but two bodies were found inside. The house had been boarded up after a previous fire. No word yet on the cause of the blaze or the identities of the victims. A 38-year-old Bensonhurst man is now being questioned by police for the alleged attack and rape of his neighbor. The 59-year-old victim said she was attacked by the man who lives in her building. She said he smashed down her apartment door, went into her bedroom and beat and raped her. It happened around 8:30 last night in an apartment building on 15th Avenue and 71st Street. Over a dozen arrests overnight in the Bronx where police busted up a street takeover. Officers answering a 911 call found some 30 cars drag racing around 2:30 this morning in the Eastchester section near East 233rd Street and Pinckney Avenue. Many of the vehicles fled the scene when they spotted the cops, but officers did take at least 14 people into custody. About half have already been released after getting a summons. Street takeovers have been a growing concern lately in the five boroughs. A similar incident last month in Queens led to calls for the NYPD to crack down and led to a pair of arrests. The body of a third person has now been found in a Mott Haven building that caught fire last week. Fire marshals making that discovery while doing a controlled demolition of the building. The blaze started around 5 Wednesday morning inside a deli on the first floor. The two other victims found dead in the debris right after the fire was put out. The cause of the blaze still under investigation. An update now on the story of the beagles rescued from a Wisconsin research facility. Some of them now ready for adoption right here in the city at NYC Second Chance Rescue in Long Island City. Jennifer Brooks is the founder of the organization. She spoke with 1010 Winds about the adoption process.
So many great applicants stepped up, people that have had laboratory beagles before. So we did give priority to people that had experience. And also some of them went outside the city. It's always nice for them to have yards.
A total of 300 dogs were removed from Ridgeland Farms in Wisconsin as part of a national rescue effort.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.